Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Phillips moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Phillips moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mike Joyce now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground for an out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Cunningham reaches third base with a triple. Hershberger scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triando strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-0 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Weiss moves to third. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Norm Cash. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilhelm moves to second. Dick Egan now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Dick Egan. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dustal now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cunningham hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.